blessed by this message titled Help. Life is designed in such a way that we all need help from people. Pastor explains two kinds of help, timely help and compulsory help, and blesses the church that in the critical moments in life, we may not lack help.
Look at somebody, hug them and tell them Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to hold the hand of the person standing next to you. Lift them up to the Lord. Let's pray for each other. Ask them what they would like to be prayed for. How many of you believe that God will answer prayers? Amen. Ask them. The person standing next to you. One of them, ask them what would they like to be prayed for. Everybody's got a need, something that you're asking God for. Be humble enough to tell them and we pray together in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Did you ask them? Then lift that need unto the presence of God. Let us pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the person standing next to us, Lord. Whatever the need is, the needs of the people here. We thank you, Jesus, that you will answer, that you will release, that you will hear. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus for supernatural breakthrough, for supernatural deliverance, for supernatural healing, for supernatural provision, for supernatural miracle, for your divine grace to flow forth upon every need that is mentioned in this house. Meet the need, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask you. Jesus, you are our high priest. You are our mediator. We ask you, Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus, right now, knowing that you hear us when we call, we ask you now that you would answer the prayers, that you would send forth the release of blessing upon everyone, Father. We give you glory and honor. We magnify your name in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We all need somebody. We all need somebody. Let's be seated in the presence of God. We just have about 10 minutes. I just want to exhort you from one scripture, Psalms 46. Psalms 46. One to five.
God is our refuge and strength.
God is our refuge and strength.
A very present help in trouble.
A very present help in trouble. I want you to say the scriptures with me together. Psalms 46, 1 to 5, verse 1. Come on. Yes.
Therefore, we will not fear.
Therefore, we will not fear.
Even though the earth be removed.
Even though the earth be removed.
And though the mountains be carried.
And the mountains be carried
into the midst of the sea.
Into the midst of the sea.
Though its waters roar.
Though the waters roar.
And be troubled.
And be troubled.
Though the mountains shake with its swelling.
Though the mountains shake with the swelling.
There is a river whose streams shall.
There is a river, the streams which
shall make glad the city of God.
The stream shall make glad the city of God.
The holy place of the tabernacle.
The holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. Fifth verse.
God is in the midst of her.
God is in the midst of her.
She shall not be moved.
She shall not be moved.
God shall help her.
God shall help her.
Just at the break of dawn.
Just at the break of dawn. How many of you believe that God will do that for you? Amen. I want to title the message, Just Help. Help. Anybody needs help today? Amen. Help. Now there is a saying that there are no strong people anywhere on planet Earth. There are only people who have been helped. Some people have great gifts. Some people have great potential. But because of lack of help, it has not come forth. I've seen over the years people with great potential, people with great gifts, but there's not a single person to help them who is able to release for that gifting. We heard from the scripture, God is a very present help in times of, we have a helper in the Holy Ghost. But sometimes we need people ghost also. We have God, the helper, the Holy Ghost as a helper, but we need people ghost too. And people whom God sends our way. Amen. I pray that you, in the most critical times of your life, will never lack help. That is a very profound word. If you take it in. In the most critical and the most significant moments of your life, I pray that you will never lack help, that God will send help across to your life. From the beginning of your life to the very end of your life, we need help. It is only a proud person who thinks he doesn't need help. You couldn't come forth into your mother's womb by yourself. Your father and mother had to come together for you to be conceived. You didn't come out of the womb without somebody's help. There was a doctor or a nurse, or your mother pushed you out. Somebody gave you your first meal. You didn't make it. You couldn't walk by yourself. Somebody helped you to walk. You didn't teach yourself. Somebody taught you. You remember? A, B, C, D. You remember 1, 2, 3, 4? Somebody had to teach you. All through your life, you might be a dentist, but somebody else has to pluck your teeth. You're not going to stand in front of the mirror and say, ah. You might be a doctor, but when you are in trouble, you need some other doctor to help you. There are no self-made people. There are only people who have been helped along the way. If you have been helped by somebody in your life, appreciate them, thank the Lord for them, honor them, and God's blessing will continue to come across your life. God will continue to send help across your life. Look at somebody and say, you not only need the Holy Ghost, but you need people ghost. You couldn't educate yourself, somebody educated you. Are you with me? So I sometimes tell youngsters, when you leave home, always look back. Never leave home without looking back. You can't be your own barber or teacher. Somebody has to do it for you. Life is designed in such a way that we all need help. Even though we are free people, we are people who need help. Do you know that when you die, you can't bury yourself? Somebody has to bury you. When you are dead, somebody else has to dig the grave. Somebody else has to wash you, put on your clothes for you, put you in the coffin, carry you and put you in the tomb. From the womb to the tomb, you need help. So I am saying that again to you. In the most crucial moment of your life, may you never lack help. Queen Vashti, in the book of Esther, She was demoted. There were people in the palace, but nobody to speak for her. Are you with me? See, there are people loaded with gifts, but nobody to help them. And sometimes it happens in the church, you know, people come up and they have this attitude as if, yeah, I have a relationship with God, me and God, we came all the way by ourselves. Wrong. You are lying. You are deceived. I stepped out into ministry because there was somebody else to help me with that. My spiritual father took me on ministerial trips. He made me lay hands upon people. He taught me how to cast out the demon. You don't learn the Bible all by yourself. Somebody has to teach it to you. People who say they have learned everything by themselves are either deceived or lying. Jesus put us in His church to help each other. So may you have timely help in your life. May you find the right people to pray with you, to help you, to see you through, to bring you to the next season of your life. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Lift your hand and say, help. Lift your hand and say, help. Amen. There is something called timely help. Timely help. You have a medical emergency, you go to a doctor, you go to a hospital, they say immediate surgery. I've been with people. They don't have the money to do the surgery. They go to find or get help from somebody for the money, and the one they love is dead because they didn't have timely help. That's a very sad place to be in. May it not be your portion. May you have timely help. May you have timely help in your life. Every time you think you are going through a crisis, may there be people who will step forward and promote you, who will help you, who will see you through, who will say, I'm there for you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus Christ. Lift your head and say, I receive that blessing in the name of the Lord. Amen. Timely help is the help that you need when you're standing before the Red Sea. What if the Red Sea had not opened at that time? Are you with me? The Red Sea can't open another week later. Pharaoh's army will finish you off. At the right time. And I speak it over your life. When you stand before your Red Seas, may there be open paths for you. May there be timely help. May there be supernatural roads that are designed and made only for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift your hand and say, I receive it. Open your mouth and praise the name of the Lord. Put your hands together and give a clap offering unto Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm grateful to God for the people whom He sent across my life to help me. And even now, in the most critical point of your life, and you know what to do when you are seeking the face of Jesus, you're not going around looking for help, you're seeking the face of Jesus, and God sends. It might be with a word from God. It might be a prophetic word. It might be a laying on of hands. It might be a provision. Whatever God sends. You should make it a desire in your life to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, to be a help to somebody else when they are going through a struggle or a battle. Say, Holy Spirit, make me sensitive to recognize people who need help and to flow in and help them for the glory of God. Amen. There is second kind of help called compulsory help. Open your mouth and say, compulsory help. That is people who have no choice but to help you. They feel compelled. They don't know why. You go to the college, the admissions are over, and the person sitting there feels compelled to take your application too. It's past 5 o'clock. But that person feels kind of compelled and he says, I don't know why I'm doing it, but I'm doing it for you. Hallelujah. Anybody with experiences like that, where you have had compulsory help? People feel compelled to help you. People feel compelled to help you. Glory be to God. It is God sending forth His help through somebody. Lift your hand and say, thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you, Jesus. You know why God sends that? Because God had your progress in mind when He created you. God, look at somebody and say, God had your progress in mind when He created you. Amen. God had your progress in mind. Spiritually, emotionally, relationally, financially, ministerially, God had your progress. I said in the morning, we are forward-moving people. We look forward. We have been designed to go forward. God wants us to progress. Blessed be the name of Jesus Christ. And that is the reason He sends forth help. And He is a very present help in times of need. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18. Proverbs 4, 18.
But the path of the just is like the shining sun.
The path of the just is like a shining sun.
That shines ever brighter unto the perfect day.
That shines ever brighter unto that glorious day. See, God wants you to be shining, ever brighter. You might start off as a 0 watt. You might come into a small bulb. Then you might go on to become a tube light. Then you might go on to become a halogen, a flat light. Hallelujah. Then God wants you to shine like a star or like a sun and a moon for the glory of God. His progressive light. Are you with me? Look at somebody and say progressive. Progressive light. Progressive blessing. Amen. The number of children that you have, that is the number of houses that you should have. Somebody say amen. Glory unto the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Stop praying for just one house. Lord, say, according to the number of children that you bless me, so let it be the number of houses that you give me. Look at somebody and prophesy it over their lives. Help them through with it and say, let it be so. Progressively. Because the righteous man will leave an inheritance to his children. Proverbs 13:20. He will leave an inheritance to his children's children. God will help you. Amen. Hallelujah. That's how we are designed to progress. Look at Genesis 2, 7 to 15. Genesis chapter 2, 7 to 15.
And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life.
Yes.
And man became a living being.
And man became a living being.
The Lord God planted a garden eastward.
The Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden.
And there he put the man whom he had formed.
And there he put the man whom he had formed.
And out of the ground the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food.
That's right.
The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden. And the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Yes, the 10th verse. And now, the river?
Now a river went out of Eden.
And the river went out of Eden.
To water the garden.
To water the garden.
And from there it parted.
It parted.
And became four river heads.
It became four, yes.
The name of the first is Pishon.
Pishon, say Pishon. Say Pishon.
Pishon.
Yes.
It is the one which skirts the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold.
Where there is gold.
And the gold of that land is good. Delium and the onyx stone are there.
Yes.
The name of the second river is Gihon. This is the one which goes around the whole land of Cush. The name of the third river is Hiddekel. It is the one which goes toward the east of Assyria. The fourth river is the Euphrates. Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep it.
See, God formed the man. He wants him to progress. He placed him in a garden, allowed trees to grow. Then he placed the river, which had four heads. The first one was Pishon, which means increase or expansion. Say that with me. Pishon means increase or expansion. God wants you to increase. God wants you to expand. One business is not enough. Come on. One wife is enough. One business is not enough. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. One ministry is not enough. We're going to have multiple churches. We're going to have... We're going to increase. We're going to expand. There is a river that God placed. God wants you to progress. He will send help. The name of the second river is Gihon, which means breakthrough. Every time you come across an obstacle, God says, I will send my breakthrough. Open your mouth and say, breakthrough. Amen. Hiddekel, the third river, which means acceleration. In other words, God does not want you to slow down. You're going to change gears. Somebody say, I'm going to change gears in the spirit. I'm going to accelerate. Ah, come on, church, come on. Ah, come on, come on. Say, hello, I'm going to accelerate in the things of God. I'm going to accelerate in the things of God. Hallelujah. The river is there just for that, to accelerate. Euphrates, the fourth river, which means fruitfulness. So God is saying, listen, I designed you in such a way that life has to get better and better. God has not designed you for failure and for loss. God designed you for your life to get better and better. Do you believe that? Let this word set you free. Look at somebody and say, my life is getting better from this day onwards. God designed me to get better, to expand, to increase, to have breakthroughs, to accelerate, to be fruitful. God wanted me to be. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So God is a present help in times of trouble. Fifth verse is, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. He helps you by the river of His Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Ghost and we need the people ghost, the one whom God sends. Amen. You will never lack help in your life. You will never lack godly help in your life. In the name of Jesus, I speak it over your life. Place your hand upon your head and say, I shall never lack help in my life in the name of Jesus. People will find you. God will find you in the moment of your distress. He will be a very present help in times of need. And He will send His comforting word, His blessing over your life, so that you can progress unto that great and coming day of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lift your hands and thank the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and praise Him for some time. Open your mouth and call upon the name of Jesus for some time. Raida siham tu nam zele, maiz madhum ze brikhal husun dam ziana, jibal kalba hazus mehitana, ribam ze hibal kalba ziyemte, nuzil brakam sutiniyam. Ziki Prakaso Thoni, come on, stand up in the presence of God. Lift up your voice, lift up your hands. Rapali Samhatunia, say, God is a present help in times of need. Raisan Dekam, Raise Ludu Sivilina Haisho, Jibaba Santuniam, say, Prekala Siatona, Raidisi Haprakaru Tamanaboshia, Jibaba Baba Baba Rida Bautiamtena. We give you glory and help. We give you glory and honor. We exalt your name, Lord. We magnify your name this night.
Amen.
Open your mouth and say, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, I surrender, I submit my life to you. Forgive me for being proud and arrogant. Cleanse me with your precious blood. I need help.
I cannot make it
by my strength or by my power. I need your help. I need the help of your church and the people whom you send across my life. Thank you, Jesus. Help me to have godly help in my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Devil, I don't need your help. Devil, I don't need your help. Get out of my life. Get out of my family. Get out of my church. I don't need your help. I need the help of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Anoint me with your Holy Spirit. I am open to the help that you send across my life, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lift your hands and praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Praise Him. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you for being here. You have just been blessed by a powerful message from Pastor Rajesh Matthew. We at Cornerstone Church encourage you to join us as we gather in the name of Jesus to worship the Lord and to feed on His fresh word every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. for the Malayalam services and for the English services on Fridays 6:30 p.m. and Sundays 3 p.m. in the afternoon. You can also watch us live at www.joshuageneration.org, where the services are live streamed and archived for later viewing. God bless you, and remember, we are for signs and wonders for the Lord our God.